ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धनमज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्टदृशाम् एष पुराणार्कोऽधुनोदितः ग्रन्थराज श्रीमद्भागवतम् की जय. This is Canto 6, and we're on Chapter 7, entitled, and today's text is number 22.
Tasya ayam asit parebhya vah prakshinebhya svavairibhya samriddhanam yat suraha tasyayam anayasyasit prakshinebhya svavairibhya samriddhanam cha yat suraha tasyayam anayasyasit परेभ्यो वा पराभवः प्रक्षीणेभ्यः स्ववैरेभ्यः समृद्धानां च यत्सुराः तस्यायम् अनयस्यासीत् परेभ्यो वः पराभवः प्रक्षीणेभ्यः स्वरैवैरेभ्यः समृद्धानां च यत्सुराः तस्यायम् अनयस्यासीत् परेभ्यो वः पराभवः प्रक्षीणेभ्यः स्ववैरेभ्यः समृद्धानां च यत्सुराः तस्यायं यस्यासीत् परेभ्यो वः पराभवः प्रक्षीणेभ्यः स्ववैरेभ्यः समृद्धानां च यत्सुराः तस्यायम् अनयस्यासीत् परेभ्यो वः पराभवः प्रक्षीणेभ्यः स्ववैरेभ्यः समृद्धानं च यत्सुराः
Thank you.
yourself. That. Ayam. This. Anayasya. Grateful activity. Asit. Was. Parebhyah. Vah. Of all of you. Parabhavah. The defeat. Prakshinebhyah. Although they were weak. Swavairibhyah. By your own enemies, who were previously defeated by you. Samridhanam, being yourselves very opulent. Cha, and yet, which, Suraha, O demigod, translation, because of your misbehavior toward Brihaspati, you have been defeated by the demigods, since the demons were weak, having been defeated by you several times, who were so advanced in opulence, be defeated by them. Your misbehavior toward you have been defeated by the demons. Since the demons were weak, having been defeated by you several times, how else could you, who were so advanced, be defeated by them? Purportivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder of Krishna consciousness, for fighting, in such fights, the asuras were always defeated. Why? The reason, as stated here, was that they had offended. Their impudent disrespect was the cause of their defeat by the demon. Stated in the Shastras, when one is superior, one loses his of his pious activities, and in this way, one is degraded. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shamsthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Mutisvapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shratam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Evam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Shri Vishakhan Vitam Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tasyayam Anayasyasit Parebhyova Parabhavaha Prakshinebhyasva Samridhanam Chayat Suraha. Because of your misbehavior toward Brihaspati, you have been defeated by the demons. My dear Dick, having been defeated by you several times, how else be defeated by them? For my respectful obeisances into this august assembly, so many brilliant Vaishnavas here, and it's a great honor to be something here. If you all give me your blessings, then. So, Swami comments on this verse from the Puranas. He says, Brahmanam Vishnor Mahatmanaha Ayantam Vikshinottishtet Sadukhai. It means that the devotee who is the jewel of his family constitutes the real glory of Lord Vishnu and enters into one, but does not stand up He undergoes so many tribulations as a result. A nice verse in the 10th canto, in his purport. 10:4, for young transgresses the standard etiquette or mistreats a great soul, Mahat, then all of his accumulated piety and his fame, his blessings, his standing, his social standing, his dharma, his fame, his opulence, and even his lifespan, they're all killed, Hunti. So these are stern warnings from the Shastras. In fact, some of the other commentators on this passage of the Srimad Bhagavatam, they use words such as vipakaha or paripakaha. Dravida Prabhu understands, what does this mean? Paripaka? Fried. Deep fried, you might say. They're completely ruined by their offenses. And so it's pointed out here as well that Perebhya Shatrubhyova Parabhava iti, this idea is that your defeat is coming about not necessarily from your enemies, although that's what it's stated here, but Ayam Tasyana Yasyanyasya Sambandhi Phalarupa Asit. You've attained the natural fruit of mistreating a great soul. So in other words, he quotes this verse which I just mentioned, and then he concludes, this is Sridhar Swami, he says, Swayam eva vairino hantaro yesham tepyaha. What's the question of enemies from outside? You've become your own enemy. We know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, everything is pivoting around the mind. Udredatmanatmanam, natmanam avasadayet. What's the rest of it? Ripuratmanaha. The mind can become the enemy of the self. So, therefore, we cultivate very carefully, and we have been trained to cultivate very carefully respect for superiors in general. The word guru means spiritual master, but it also means any elder person. It's like sometimes you hear Srila Prabhupada singing on Krishna meditations, that line where it is Jaya Nanda, Jaya Yashoda, Jaya Gopagana. Sometimes he sings Gurugan instead, if you listen very carefully. So all the elders, they're all in the same category as Nanda and Yashoda. So elders, this general, Gurujanas, they're called elders in general. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out elsewhere that there are two causes for service. The first cause is offense. And there are several categories of offense, but the possibly commit is to offend one's own spiritual master, Guruvaparav. In other cases, sexual service is impeded by the personality of God himself. We sometimes do, but generally the rule of thumb is that if one's devotional service is impeded, and therefore, Narottam Das Thakur instantly, we should bow down to the spiritual master very carefully. Anybody know Savadhana? What does the word Savadhana mean? Just like the road, it says Savadhan se karo, Savadhan se chalao. Cautious. With great care and attention, we translate it. Now, in particular every day, in my opinion, for what it's worth, is that Srila Prabhupada seemed to understand that we don't really get this idea very easily. Appreciate the position of the spiritual master, maybe because those of us who are socialized in a predominantly Judeo-Christian culture, there's no real precedent for this. God in Abrahamic theologies, and that has a social impact, does form our psyche in a certain way. That's one reason. Of course, sinful activity also destroys the tendency to respect superiors of any sort. And this is one reason why throughout the Vedas, even those who have material desires, sarvakama, they're advised to, if you cannot respect the supreme person, then at least respect some superior person in the form of demigods or whatever. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. For those who want the supreme perfection of human life, that is pure devotion, the only place it exists is in the lotus feet of the spiritual master to which we have to bow down very, very carefully. Because as Prabhupada points out throughout his books, there are accidents even on royal roads. And we see examples. Here we have right before us the example of Indra, who is inconceivably superior to us in every way, materially. And yet, here he's created a blunder. And several times throughout the Bhagavatam, in fact, we see that Indra has had problems. So the process of spiritual advancement isn't necessarily free of difficulties, but it becomes more difficult if we are not careful. So this is one thing we can learn here from this verse. Now, back in the first canto, there's a very nice verse to give the positive alternative. Vetatvam somyatat sarvam tatvatas taranugrahat Guruvo guhyam api uta. Your spiritual masters have found that you have been very submissive and very affectionate to them. Therefore, they have reciprocated likewise all those things which are otherwise confidential. Somya, because you're peaceful. So the first thing is to become peaceful. First thing we have to be is human beings. It seems in his later years, especially, Srila Prabhupada was preaching very heavily on this idea of varnashram dharma. Cannot become, well, we know that a person cannot become Krishna conscious unless he's first of all a human being. And we do not define humanity by, we do not define humanity biologically. Humanity is defined in terms of dharma, one's adherence. Yeah, ahara nidra bhayamaitanam cha ityadi, that famous verse that eating, sleeping in common with the animals, but the one thing that we have which the animals do not have is the ability to control this animal we have based on the samskaric residue of so many previous incarnations in perhaps none to overcome these things. It's more easily overcome by the mercy of great souls. At least some pious groundwork on which to plant the seed of bhakti. Does that again in chapter 7 of the Bhagavad Gita. 728, anybody know offhand? Antagatam papam, when the papa is finished and when one is solidly situated in pious, something to be discouraged, it seems. Is mahatsevam dwaram ahur vimuktes, to become Krishna conscious or even to become liberated, one has to approach some devotee. So that seems to be the essence. I like to point out, Auryamat, they do not sing this song that we sing for Guru Puja every day. So there's a definite reason that I know in Mumbai, Tamal Krishna Goswami was his, and Srila Prabhupada noticed that he was not there in the Guru. He sent out people to find out where Guru Puja, and he stressed directly that you must, if nothing else, you at least have to. Prabhupada took this very seriously because demonstrably he, if no one else, understood the importance of this principle, Bandho Moi Savatanamate. He understood the value of his spiritual master and the necessity of very carefully worshipping the spiritual master, and he and those whom he personally trained, but also for the general program that we all follow in ISKCON in the form of this wonderful morning program, and particularly Guru Puja. And that song of Narottam Das Thakur that we sing, Sri Guru Charana Padma, it is so deep. Every single line happened for a person who reads Srila Prabhupada's books carefully enough to hone that ability. So now Indra has failed one of the primary lessons that at least Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches. We know in the Shikshastika, the essence of all of his instructions, in fact, the only direct instructions he left us in writing. He says in verse number 3, Tranad api sunichena duror iva sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadaharihi. So manadena, this is the principle in today's verse, manada, to be able to give respect, and especially to the spiritual master. Another thing that Srila Prabhupada insisted on was that every time the disciples saw him, they must bow down and offer his obeisances. Even if a servant was running in and out of the room, many looks to Srila Prabhupada quotes throughout his books, and again we sing every morning at Mangalam Tassaya Shastri Sandhyam. At least three times a day we have to bow down to our spiritual master. But internally, We have to be bowing down at every minute, and this external bow down, every time we see this spiritual master, it solidifies the importance of this principle within the mind so that we can do that. So Indra has lost track of this, and it seems a few days ago we had this purport that, or the verse stated that all the devas were actually cursed. They were all suffering on account of the offense of Indra, and I was wondering, so many innocent people, Indra's flaw that he didn't offer his respects to Brihaspati, so why did they have to suffer also? Here, what's a purport, at least implicitly, he says, that their impudent disrespect to their spiritual master, they were complicit in that offense because they didn't do something. They didn't have been told, those of you who know better may be able to clarify, that Prabhupada once said that if you do anything about it, you're even more in the mode of ignorance. It's a worse reaction. So this was Indra's example for us to take heed of. So Manada, Manadena. Bilva Mangala Thakur has composed a very beautiful poem about the holy name of Manada, because we know it's in respect to the holy name that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this instruction to consider ourselves more humble than a blade of grass and to not expect any honor but to give it to others. So Bilva Mangala Thakur kind of expands on that principle. He says, Yo Nama, Nama Maya Dhamma Nibadha Eth, Nama Maya Dhamma. What does Dhamma mean? Like we have Dhammodara? Rope. So Nama Maya Dhamma Nibadha. Krishna is bound by the rope of his own name. Yo Nama, that name, by the process of chanting. Eti, he will come to you. My dear mind, please always remember that, Narayana. Maya Bhimanam, when you can leave aside this pride of Maya, Maya Abhimana. This was Indra's position. Certainly he had his share in the role of Maya Abhimana in the universe, it would seem. He certainly had more to be proud of, king of the demigods. So Maya Abhimanam Atulam, set aside as insignificant. Swatmana kovidastvam, and you become expert in giving respect. Manada kovida. Swatmanam anayasi, you will lead yourself. You will pull him to you by the rope of his holy name to which he is bound. Wonderful, wonderful verse. Two things we can think about here. The important instructions, as we'll have more of them because the passage said about it. But I'll stop here as it's getting late. Does anybody have any questions or comments? The microphone is coming.
If you're going to attend one program, then attend that, then the Guru Puja.
Yeah. So Dravida Puja, for those who didn't hear,
okay.
He just kind of mentioned that his observation has been that it wasn't until later on that Srila Prabhupada actually instituted his morning program. In the beginning days, it wasn't there, but it would seem from that example that he did see a need for us to really have this thing solidified within our minds and our hearts.
And one quick note on the word Namaha, which we chant so many times. I don't know, did you read that, the introduction in that Krishna Lila Stava?
Ma. I'm aware of the etymology, yeah.
Yeah, that was fascinating to me, how Nama basically means not mine. Not mine. In other words, this body is not mine. When you offer dandavas to the guru at your disposition.
It's just like when they offer the sacrifice. Idam Vishnave Inam Namama. It's not mine. It has to be there. Because especially when we become paripuyate, when we are surrounded by the opulence of Indra, it's very, very easy to forget that. Yeah, Archita Prabhu. Before we move on, you said you had 2 points and you mentioned one.
Yeah, one position.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you for a very nice class. Just to substantiate two of the very important points that you made, one about always offering obeisances to the Srila Prabhupada. I forget which servant was involved, but he properly came in and not paid full obeisances, just went down. And he said, what is this, you know, chopping. This chopping up. In other words, he expected full obeisances and not just like a quick put your head on the And then the second one was about if you see something from the lower modes and you're doing along the boundary wall and one of the latrines was overflowing with stool. And the managers were making excuses why they hadn't done anything. Well, you know, the cleaners didn't come. He said, you should clean it. He said, if you see something dirty and you don't take care of it, then you're not a dirt. Which means also internally. If we're actually brahmanas, we should not be able to tolerate internal dirt. You have to be always cleaning, always getting rid of the anarthas.
Yeah, this is a nice point that Vaisheshika Prabhu made the other day in his seminar on sadhana. That, you know, weekly we should be taking stock as how's my sadhana. Do little measures like that add up. Thank you. Shachitanaya Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for very... In offending a spiritual master, sometimes a disciple, by not following the instructions, the details might be there that the spiritual master get angry at you. My question is, biggest offense that you can commit to the spiritual master will be like a spiritual philosophy. When the spiritual master really gets angry and is like, so they, maybe we remember the Gopi Baba Club. Can you comment?
That I have heard, and I also have something that I've seen about this. What I'm told is that there was practically nothing, and Abba can confirm, there was very little that would really galvanize Srila Prabhupada or get him to take immediate, and then when he saw some sort of interrogation that had the and what we've seen is the example of someone, for example, Srila Prabhupada had a Sanskrit editor who was going and listening to the Babaji's at Radhakund, I believe, and he felt that he would get more spiritual instruction there, so he actually went to Srila Prabhupada and asked Srila Prabhupada for his blessings to find a bona fide spiritual master. So that is exactly the kind of, in fact, that's a much worse offense. I mean, Indra's offense was just, he didn't stand up, but this is a verbal offense. He actually made a terrible, terrible offense. And Srila Prabhupada virtually banned him, you could do, as far as I can tell, to be thrown out of ISKCON by Srila Prabhupada. But that was the example that we have of someone who was virtually excommunicated. Rameshwar Prabhu.
Thank you for reminding us of that. I think all devotees spend a lot of time associating with scholars, especially. There is to think that they may know something I'm trying to think of the word to say. They may have a higher or more accurate understanding of the use of Sanskrit verses or whatever. They have seen, in some cases, devotees begin to get some knowledge that they then begin to judge their own spiritual master.
Yeah, this is the legacy of the BBT Sanskrit, but you know, for a long, long time, there was just a whole succession of failures in this way. But now is not the time to do so.
I have one last.
But having been to say quickly that it wasn't until I left that environment that I realized how contaminating it is.
Furtherance of your observation or remembrance that Prabhupada said if you have ignorance and you don't do anything about it, it's. What is
the person who did the first
so
one?
So it made me think of. What is when we see any conditioned souls, activities, and in following, you recall, then so if we see a non-devotee, isn't that or
it's a wider application, but it's certainly, I hardly recall, but just off the top of my head, I believe it's for the spread of this Mayavadi mission, that's because they were so absorbed in their infighting that they couldn't down that mission, which was very much contained to talk.
very much for mentioning that Dhira Krishna, named Sudhira, he was saying is that he, the chanting of Guru Puja. So, but I heard a lecture where Srila Prabhupada said Guru Puja should be done every day. But you would mention there, because that's true. This isn't something that the name that Prabhupada actually had approved.
Emphasize Prabhupada's sense and to show how everything is coming from Parampara. There are a few areas in which Prabhupada is actually exercising his own initiative, and this is one of them. Manmohini?
I just wanted to tell you that regarding obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, it was important to have a certain degree of common sense, because I was married to a devotee who told me that he was bringing hot chapatis into Srila Prabhupada, and he would put it on Prabhupada's plate, say his obeisances, and walk out. He did this 3 times, obeisances over and over again, and after the 3rd time, Prabhupada said, "Stop that." He said, "You only have to say obeisances when you come in for the first time when you're bringing me chapatis." I thought that was funny.
Jai. Okay, so one more from Dravida.
Regarding the seeing the dirt and not doing anything about it, everyone knows I like to write these little poems, you know. So I wrote a 2-syllable poem. That helps, so you can take this with you. Dirt hurts. If you see dirty, you know, it hurts you and it hurts the whole environment. So that's a good mantra to remember.
Eloquence means essential truth hurts. I'll remember that. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.